بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is going to be our 43rd session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And again, today, this is our 43rd session. And we've been taking a new lesson, that is the 34th and final lesson of the Level 4 course. And I expect, and Allah knows best, we hope, inshallah, that we'll be able to cover a good portion of the lesson today that we had for homework, and the remainder in the following session. So next week may be our final session. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, may Allah grant success to each of us, and make this a means of nearness to Him, to understanding His deen, to reading the Qur'an and understanding it in the sunnah, and the sciences of Islam. Before we proceed with today's lesson, and we're going to get right into it, I just want to mention that I would love to hear from any of the students who are taking this course with us this week, as soon as possible. I would like to hear, number one, if you have been with us from the beginning of this Level 4 course, or if you came near the middle, or if you came in the end. I also would like to know, number two, have you been regular in attendance? Have you been coming, yani attending or participating or listening to the recordings every week or most of the time or not? And also I would like to know, yani after knowing that about you, I would like to know what is your thoughts about the course. Did you find it, yani, very difficult or very easy or fair? I would like to also know, fourthly, yani, whether or not you felt that the pace of the class was a good pace, or was it too easy, yani too slow, or was it too fast? And any other comments that you have, I would appreciate it greatly. The most important thing I want to know about your participation in the class, were you with us from the beginning or in the end, did you attend regularly or not, and whether or not, how you felt about the class, yani, did you find it very, very difficult or very easy or fair, and about the pace of the class. And finally, one last point, I'm not inclined to do a review for this class, but if those of you who have been in regular attendance feel that you really need a review, then it's possible that we may try to arrange some kind of review, perhaps just going over the Arabic explanations of the grammatical points for each lesson. There are 17 lessons, so you know it might take us maybe 8 or 9 weeks to do so, but I'm not inclined to do the review for some personal reasons. But I want to hear from you. If you have been in regular attendance and you feel that it would really, really be helpful, yani you really have a need for a review, then we're going to consider that, okay? But I need to hear from everybody, yani, as soon as possible, yani today, tomorrow, or the next day, not yani next week, because next week probably is going to be the final session, and I just want to hear from each one of you who have been attending this class. Okay, let's get right into the lesson. We have a lot to cover today. This is the final lesson, lesson 34. The English key begins on page 148. And continues for several pages until 152, page 152, 148 to 152. So let's look at this topic, the final topic, which we initially were introduced to this topic in the level one course. And we definitely had the beginning an issue discussions concerning the topic of the diptote, or that which is al-mamnu' min as-sarf. And then from that time on, we had more details over the course of the following lessons in level 2 and level 3. And in this final lesson, we have the details of what is called the diptote, or words in Arabic that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay? So let's look at what is mamnu' min as-sarf. What makes words mamnu' min as-sarf? There are two things. Either there's one reason due to which it's mamnu' min as-sarf, or it requires two things together that makes it mamnu' min as-sarf. And we're also going to look at the i'rab of the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. All right, so in summary, words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, it means that they are mu'rab, their endings change and their case change, but they don't take tanween, and when they are majrur, they don't take kasra, with some exceptions, unless they have alif, lam, and so on. Nouns which do not take tanween for one reason, There are two or three cases, why? Or instances. Nouns which do not take tanween for two reasons are divided into proper nouns, and there are six categories. But they have to be a proper noun and something else along with that. And then there are also nouns which do, and there are also words that do not take tanween, which are because they are adjectives with some other reason attached to it. Both of them have to be together. It has to be an adjective, and it has to have one of these three reasons. And then finally, we look at the i'rab of the diptote, okay, or the mamnu' min as-sarf. All right, so we're reading from page 148. Near the top of the page, it says lesson 34. In this lesson, we learn the following. By the way, today, inshallah, we're going to just do the English key and the Arabic text. We're going to just do the English key, entire English key, and the Arabic text on pages 277, 278, and 279. So we're going to read the English key, look at the explanation of mamnu' min as-sarf, and then we're going to look at examples of it in context, in a dialogue, in a dialogue. All right, so let's read from the English key. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one. In this lesson, we learn the following. And it says number one, but it's only one point of this lesson. That is mamnu' min as-sarf. It says, al-mamnu' min as-sarf, the diptote. It is a mu'arab noun which does not accept the tanween. What do we mean by mu'arab? We mean it changes from being marfu'un to being mansub to being majzoom. So it's mu'arab. It's not mabniyun. It's not fixed. It's mu'arab. But what is it about it that's mamnu' min as-sarf? It doesn't take tanween. And we're going to also see that it doesn't take kasra when it's majrur, except with some special considerations. All right, so a mamnu' min as-sarf, it is a mu'arab noun. A noun that its i'rab changes. Its endings change. It changes from being marfu'un to being mansub, to being majrur, but it does not accept the tanween. They give us some examples here of different categories of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. The first of them is Ibrahimu. You see that it doesn't take tanween. Fatimatu doesn't take tanween. Ahmaru, the color red, Ahmaru, not taking tanween. Masajidu, not taking tanween. And Zumala'u, not taking tanween. So these are examples of different categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for various reasons. The first of them, Ibrahim, is a foreign proper noun. The second of them is a feminine proper noun. The third of them is an adjective, a color. That's on the pattern of af'al. The fourth of them is masajid. It's from the broken plural patterns that are on the pattern of mafa'il. And these two patterns, mafa'il and mafa'il, are what is known as the, it's one of the reasons why a word is going to be mamnu' min as-sarf, for one reason, and that's because it's al-jam' al-mutanahi. Al-jam'u al-mutanahi, also known as muntaha al-jumu'. Both of these expressions are very common, and so we'll use both of them just in case a person is familiar with one or the other. The last example is zumala'i, and this is an example of a word that's mamnu' min as-sarf just for one reason, and that is because it ends with the alif at-ta'nith. Alif at-ta'nith is of two types, yani the maksura and mamduda. Maksura means that it ends with that which looks, the alif that looks like a ya at the end of a word without its two dots, and the mamduda is that which looks like straight up alif that looks like a number one. Okay, so these examples that they gave us are various types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, either for one reason or for two reasons. And we're going to be looking at the details of that now. It says here, it is of two kinds. Any words that are mamnu' min as-sarf of two kinds. A, nouns which do not accept the tanween for only one reason. It only has one illah. And with that one illah, if it's present, it became mamnu' min as-sarf. B, nouns which do not accept the tanween for two reasons. Yani, nouns which become mamnu' min as-sarf and don't take tanween, but there has to be two illah, two reasons, two causes for it to become mamnu' min as-sarf. Either because it's a proper noun, or it's because it's an adjective and some other reason along with that. Okay, so we're going to start with nouns which do not accept the tanween for only one reason. Nouns which become mamnu' min as-sarf just for one reason. If that one thing is present, it became mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, so this is divided really into two categories. Nouns which do not take tanween for only one reason. It's divided into two categories. The first category is words that have the feminine ending, the alif, at-ta'nith. And it's divided into two types, al-maqsura and al-mamduda. The second one, the second type or category of words that are mamnu min as-sarf for one reason are plurals that are al-jam'u al-mutanahi. Al-jam' al-mutanahi, which has been referred to, I think, by the Sheikh in his footnote as the ultimate plural. The ultimate plural. In any case, it's commonly referred to as al-jam'u al-mutanahi, and it's also commonly referred to as sigatu muntaha al-jumu'. Muntaha al-jumu'. Okay, so let's read the details concerning this. Nouns which do not accept tanween for only one reason. This one reason is present, it became mamnu' min as-sarf. And mamnu' min as-sarf means what? It doesn't take tanween, and when it is majrur, it doesn't usually take kasra. Rather, it takes fatha as a secondary sign instead of fatha, instead of kasra. And there are some rules that govern this, even yani this point of it being not taking kasra. There are some cases in which this type of word that's mamnu' min as-sarf does take kasra when it's majrur. And the first of them and the most common of them is if it has alif lam. And we'll look at that in detail as we go through it. Okay, the reason for this first category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf is one of the following, or the two following things. The first of them is A. Alifu at-ta'anithi. Alif at-ta'anith. That is the alif signifying femininity. Yani just like there's ta marbuta on a word that signifies femininity, so there's also alif at-ta'anith. The alif that signifies femininity. It indicates that the word is a feminine word. This alif at-ta'anith, the alif of femininity, is either maqsuratun, short, or mamdudatun, elongated. The first, the maqsura, is a long A written in Arabic with a ya. It's written like a ya without its two dots. That's the maqsura. Alif at-ta'anith al-maqsura. The second is a long A followed by hamza. Long A followed by hamza written on the line. And both these should be extra. Yani the alif maqsura or the alif mamduda, it has to be an extra letter. It's not a root letter from the word itself. Yani the three root letters are there, and this alif maqsura or alif mamduda is an extra letter. Okay, if it's an extra letter, then this is what we mean by alif at-ta'anith. Al-maqsuratu or al-mamdudatu. So the maqsura is the one that is written like a ya at the end of the word without its two dots, and the mamduda is the one that is written as a regular alif followed by hamza. Both of these alifs, maqsura and mamduda, must be an extra letter added after the third radical, not a part of the root letters of the word. Okay, let's look at examples of alif at-ta'anith al-maqsura, the one that is written at the end of the word like a ya without its two dots. So they gave us marada. And there's a footnote with marada. It says, marada is the plural of marid. And then they tell us the meaning of some of the examples that they give. Dunya means the world. Hubla means a pregnant woman. Hadaya means gifts, the plural of hadiyya. And fatawa is the plural of fatwa, a religious ruling. So this is in footnote number one that deals with some of these words that are examples of alif at-ta'anith al-maqsura. Marada means the plural of marid, sick. Dunya means the world. Hubla means pregnant. Hadaya means gifts, the plural of hadiyya. And fatawa means legal rulings, the plural of fatwa. Note that words like fata, yani fa, fata, ta, fata followed by alif maqsura, and it's ending with alif maqsura. But words like fata, which mean a young man, and raha, which means a grinding stone, and asa, which means a stick, are not diptotes. They are not mamnoon min as-sarf, because the alif in these words is at the end. It's alif maksura, alif mamduda. It's at the end of the word. But the alif in these words is actually the third radical, the third root letter. It is not an extra letter. And the point here is that, yani, this first category of words that are mamnoon min as-sarf for one reason are words that end with alif at-ta'anif, maksura or mamduda, but with the condition that alif must be za'ida, extra, la asliya, not an original part of the root letters of the word. Alright, so this is important. They've given us some examples to make us know that alif at the end of the word must not be one of the root letters, one of the original radicals of the word, but it must be an extra letter after the third radical. Okay, now examples of alif at-ta'anith al-mamduda. Yani, the alif that looks like a regular alif straight up and down like the number one, followed by a hamza written on the line without a seat. Alif at-ta'anith al-mamduda. Examples they gave us, sahra'u, hamra'u, asdiqa'u, and fuqara'u. There's a footnote next to sahra'u, and it says, it's not even on my page, it's on the next page. The footnote's on the next page, bottom of next page 149. Sahra'u means the desert, and you go out into the desert where there's a lot of sand. Hamra'u means red. It is the feminine of ahmar, yani the color red. Asdiqa'u is the plural of sadiq, means a friend. And fuqara'u is the plural of faqir, means someone who is poor. Okay, so again, they're just giving us some information about these words. Sahra'u means desert. We see that it ends with alif, followed by hamza. This is the alif at-ta'anith al-mamduda. Hamra'u, asdiqa'u, and fuqara'u. Note that these words, by the way, the last two examples they gave us, asdiqa and fuqara, are examples that we had in level one when we had broken plural patterns. And we said that some broken plural patterns are mamnoon min as-sarf. And from amongst them was af'ila and fu'ala. And these are examples of those two patterns. Yani, asdiqa is from the pattern af'ila'u, and fuqara is from the pattern fu'ala'u. So these are patterns that we had in level one. Alright, so it said, note that words like asma'un and aba'un and ala'un and anha'un are not diptotes, even though they end with an alif followed by a hamza, because these are like the words awladun and aqlamun and ahkamun on the pattern of af'alun. Remember when we studied in level 1, lesson 13, broken plural patterns, we said that af'alun is a broken plural pattern. But it's a broken plural pattern that's not mamnoon min as-sarf. And we said the broken plural patterns that were mamnoon min as-sarf are af'ila'u, like asdiqa, and fu'ala'u, like fuqara, and we also had there mafa'il and mafa'il, which we're going to see next, okay? So the point here is that asma'un and aba'un and ala'un and anha'un, even though these words end with alif followed by hamza, but that hamza, the alif and hamza in these words are part of the pattern is part of the broken plural pattern, yani the broken plural pattern, yani af'al. So these are actually all root letters. Yani, the last letter, the hamza, is one of the root letters. It's not an extra letter. The hamza that's following the alif is part of the pattern, and the hamza is one of the root letters. So what we said is that this alif, that is the alif signifying femininity, alif at-ta'anith, must be an alif that comes after the third root letter. In these words, asma'un, the third root letter is hamza. So the alif is not following the third root letter, and therefore these words are not mamnu'a min as-sarf. These words are not mamnu'a min as-sarf. Okay, we're already on page 149, right? Because we said that these words are on the pattern of af'al, broken plural pattern that we studied in level 1, lesson 13. And the hamza in these words is the third radical, the third root letter, not an extra letter. Okay, so this is the first type of noun that is mamnu' min as-sarf, and it only requires one thing to make it mamnu' min as-sarf, and that is that it has the alif at-ta'nif, the alif that indicates femininity at the end. Either it is maqsura, that looks like the ya at the end of a word without its dot, or it's the mamduda, that looks like a regular straight up and down alif followed by yani hamza written on the line, followed by a hamza that's written on the line. But again, this alif, maqsura or mamduda, must be extra, not a part of the original word, and it must follow the third radical, the third root letter of that word. Okay, so this is the first cause of a word being mamnu' min as-sarf, for one reason. So we said that there are two reasons that makes a word mamnu' min as-sarf. The second of them is B. We're on top, near the top of page 149, it says B, it says al-jam'u al-mutanahi. Al-jam'u al-mutanahi. And in the footnote for this word, al-jam', or this expression, al-jam'u al-mutanahi, it says, al-jam'u al-mutanahi means the ultimate plural. The ultimate plural. What do we mean by ultimate plural? Some plural forms can be changed to this form, to this pattern, yani mafa'ilu or mafa'ilu. Yani these two patterns are what are referred to as jam al-mutanahi. It said some plural forms can be changed to this form to get what is called jam'u al-jam'a, yani the plural of a plural. The plural of a plural. Yani you have a singular word, it has a plural. That plural can be changed to another plural. And that plural of the plural is what we're referring to here as the ultimate plural, the jam' al-mutanahi, also known, as we said previously, sigatu muntaha al-jumu'. And we'll see that as we go through this lesson, inshallah. So again, al-jam' al-mutanahi means the ultimate plural, and it is the example of a plural that is the plural of a plural, jam al-jam. For example, amkinatun is the plural of makan. Yani makan is a singular word, its plural is amkina. And amkina itself can be changed to another plural, amakin. And this plural, amakin, is the ultimate plural, the jam al-mutanahi. But this last form cannot be made plural further. There's no plural after that. That is why it's called the ultimate plural. That's why it's called the ultimate plural, because yani some plural words have another plural that they can be changed into. That's what's called the ultimate plural. It can't go any further than that, and that's why it's called the ultimate plural, al-jam al-mutanahi. The plurals end with that. It is a plural of a plural. Alright, so let's go back and look at jam al-mutanahi. Top of the page B, al-jam al-mutanahi. That is the plural on the patterns of mafa'ilu or mafa'ilu. Two patterns are what is referred to as jam al-mutanahi. It is the plural of a plural. And again, it's also known as sigatu, the pattern of muntaha al-jumu'. Muntaha al-jumu'. That's another word for this ultimate plural. For example, some of the examples that they gave us, I'll read from the right to the left. I don't know if that's what's intended, but anyway, we'll read it like that. Masajidu, madarisu, asawiru, hadaiqu, salasilu, anamilu, and fanadiqu. Okay. As usual, I'm not really looking at the screen. Are the standing alifs that are in the category of alif maqsura standing because they are preceded by ya? It appears as so, yes. Somebody has noticed here that in some of the examples that are given here, yani these examples that have the standing alif, but they're giving under the category of alif maqsura, that's because they're preceded by ya. And these examples were given on page 148 of the English key, where it says alif at-ta'nith al-maqsura. Here we have two examples, dunya and hadaya. So both of these are given under the category of alif at-ta'nith al-maqsura, which is generally understood to be the alif that's written at the end of the word, looking like a ya without its dots. These are examples of the alif maqsura that, because it's yani following the third radical of the word, which is a ya, the third radical is a ya, So in this case, it is, instead of being written as a ya without its dots, it's written as an aleph. And the reason why the Arabs did that is not completely clear, but it's probably because, yani, just to make clear, yani, to distinguish the word ending with ya and then following by, you know, aleph maksura, that if it was written like another ya without dots, yani, it's clearer to write it like this, and Allah knows best. That appears to be the reason for it. I haven't really seen an explanation of why, but yes, that appears to be the reason. The reason why this aleph maksura is written as a standing up aleph, and that's because it's preceded by ya. The full explanation of it I haven't seen anywhere, but that is correct. That is correct. Naam, jazakallahu khair for this question. I neglected to mention this point as we were going through it, but yes, alhamdulillah, this is an excellent question, and barakallahu feek. May Allah benefit everyone from this question. And this is one of the reasons why any questions are really important, because sometimes something is brought out that may have been missed or overlooked, and then everybody benefits from the question of one person. MashaAllah, very observant. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Okay, going back to the second type of mamnu' min al-sarf. That is mamnu' min al-sarf for only one reason, jam al-mutanahi, that is, for example, or yani, that is the plural on the patterns of mafa'il and mafa'il. These two broken plural patterns are what are referred to as the ultimate plural, or al-jam'u al-mutanahi. And they gave us these examples, masa'id wa madaris wa asari. And also we should note here that in these examples, what is intended by these patterns, mafa'il and mafa'il, and those patterns which are similar to them, even if they don't have meme. Yani, patterns which are similar to them, even if they don't have meme. Meaning that the second letter of the word is going to take aleph, and the third letter of the word is going to take kasra. So there's one letter, whether it's meme or other than meme, with fatha, and then the second letter is going to take fatha aleph, and the third letter is going to take kasra. So this is what is meant by yani mafa'il and mafa'il, and what is similar to them, and what is similar, ashbahuhuma, yani, and the patterns that are similar to them. All of them come under the rule of al-jam'u al-mutanahi. Now I'm glad I remembered to say that, because somebody next is going to be asking the question, what about this masajid and madaris, yani, look the same, but what about these other ones, right? So these are patterns that are either mafa'ilu or mafa'ilu, and patterns which are similar to them, in that the first letter of the word is going to take fatha, the second letter is going to take fatha aleph, the third letter is going to take kasra. Alright, so they gave us these examples. Yani masajid is known, the plural of masjid. Madaris is known, the plural of madrasa. Asawiru is the plural of siwar, yani a bracelet, or yani a bangle. Hada'iq is the plural of hadika, a park. Salasil means like a chain, like a person who's chained up with a chain, salasil. And it also could be a chain bracelet as well, but yani, that's how generally it's used. Anamil is the plural, yani, it means the fingertips. And fanadik is the plural of funduk. Then they give us a second set, yani, with the elongation of the next to the last radical, mafa'ilu, yani mafatihu, the plural of miftah, asabi'u, the plural of usbu', fanajinu, the plural of finjan, and tha'abinu, the plural of ta'ban, and manadilu, the plural of mindil. So these two lines of examples are examples of the pattern of mafa'il and that which is similar to it, and the pattern of mafa'ilu and that which is similar to it, either having meme or another letter, yani taking fatha, the second letter taking fatha aleph, the third letter taking kasra elongated by ya. That's the second pattern, mafa'ilu. And these are examples of mafa'il. Okay, it goes on to say, and this is an important note. I'm not even sure if this note is mentioned in the Arabic explanation, But in any case, please make a note. Words on the pattern of mafa'ilatun, yani mafa'il plus ta marbuta, are not diptotes. Yani words on the pattern of mafa'il that end with ta marbuta are not diptotes. For example, asatidatu, asatidatun, yani the plural of ustaz, is not mamnu' min as-sarf. And likewise, dakatiratun, the plural of doktor, is not mamnu' min as-sarf. And talamidatun, the plural of tilmid, yani because they end with ta marbuta, are not mamnu' min as-sarf. These words do accept tanween. So please make a note that the pattern of mafail is mamnu' min as-sarf, but not if the word ends with ta marbuta. Finally, and this could be considered as a third category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf with only one reason, or it can be come under the category of the second one, jam al-mutanahi. It says even singular nouns, and in some books it's listed as a third category, but it can be attached to the second one, ba al-jam al-mutanahi. Even singular nouns on these two patterns, yani the patterns of al-jam al-mutanahi, mafa'ilu or mafa'ilu, even singular nouns, these are plural patterns, but even singular nouns on these patterns that have this pattern but they are singular nouns, even singular nouns on these two patterns are diptotes. So tamatimu, tomatoes, and batatisu, potatoes, are mamnu' min as-sarf, even though they are not plurals, but they have this plural pattern. And tabashiru, chalk, and sarawilu, trousers, are also mamnu' min as-sarf, even though they are considered to be singular nouns, but because they are either on the pattern of mafa'il, the first two, tomatum and batatis, or they are on the pattern of mafa'ilu, yani sarawil, or tabashir, then they are also yani considered to be diptotes. Singular nouns on these two patterns are also diptotes. So al-mufrad alladhi ala wazni mutahal jumu' is also a diptote, or al-jam al-mutanahi. Yani singular words on these two patterns are also diptotes. Okay, so that's the end of what we wanted to say in terms of the first type of noun that is mamnu' min as-sarf, and it is mamnu' min as-sarf for only one reason. That reason being that it has the alif at-ta'anith at the end of it. The alif that signifies femininity, and it is of two types, al-maqsura and al-mamduda. The second reason is that it is on the pattern of mafa'ilu or mafa'ilun, which is known as, or mafa'ilu, which is known as al-jam'u al-mutanahi, the ultimate plural, also known as muntaha, ending with alif maksura, muntaha al-jumu'. Any of the word muntaha ends with alif maksura. I'm just saying, just so the person can, if you didn't see it, then you know how it is written, muntaha al-jumu'. Yani both of these expressions are used for the ultimate plural. Okay, now we're going to the second category of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, that don't take tanween and don't take kasra when they are majrur. But there has to be two reasons. Either they are a proper noun along with something else, which we'll mention, six other things that can go with the proper noun to make it mamnu' min as-sarf, or it is an adjective along with another reason, and there are three other reasons why. Yani if it's attached to an adjective, it becomes mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so it's either, the two reasons are either it is a proper noun along with one of these six reasons, or it is an adjective along with one of these three reasons. Okay, so as far as the proper nouns, nouns which do not accept tanween for two reasons, they are either proper nouns, al-alamu, proper nouns, like a person's name, or the name of a city or a country, or adjectives, al-wasfu or as-sifatu. They are either proper nouns or they are adjectives. So this is the first reason. It's either a proper noun or an adjective, but it must also be accompanied with a second reason. If both of them are present, that it's a proper noun and it has one of these other reasons, or it's an adjective and it has one of these other three reasons, then it will become mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so let's look at the reasons that may be the second reason for a proper noun to become mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, the first reason that it's a proper noun, and the second is one of these six reasons that we're going to look at now. Okay, the first reason of the two reasons that are required for it to be mamnu' min as-sarf is that it's a proper noun. If that reason is accompanied with one of these next six things, then the word becomes mamnu' min as-sarf, and there are also some more details that we'll look at here, and we'll look at them again in the next session when we look at the Arabic explanations. But for now, the first thing is what? It is a proper noun. So proper nouns do not accept the tanween when they have one of the following reasons. The following reasons are the second reason. If it's a proper noun, it has this second reason. The first of them, if they are feminine, yani a proper noun that is a feminine proper noun, it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Aminatu, Zainabu, and Hamzatu. Note that Hamzatu is the name of a man, but the word is feminine as it ends with ta marbuta. So the first one is al-alamu al-mu'annathu, the feminine proper noun. Even if it's the name of a man, but if it's a feminine word and it ends with ta marbuta, yani in terms of linguistically it's a feminine word because it ends with the feminine sign ta marbuta. So feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. So I want to here go to the details concerning the first category of words, proper nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, feminine proper nouns. If a feminine proper noun, on page 150, if a feminine proper noun is made up of three letters, has three root letters, of which the second letter is sakin, three root letters, the second of them has sukun, it may be used both as a diptote, yani mamnu' min as-sarf, or a triptote, masroof, yani it can, yani take tanween and everything else, and kasra when it's majroor. So, feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. That's the general rule. The specific rule is that a feminine proper noun that has only three letters, and the second of them is sukoon, it can go either way. It can be mamnu' min as-sarf, or it can be masroof, yani it can go through all the changes. But it is better to use it as a triptote, meaning masroof, that is, that it takes tanween. So the feminine proper noun is mamnu' min as-sarf. But from amongst them, if there's a feminine proper noun that has three letters, the second letter has sukoon, then we can use it as a diptote or a triptote. That is, it can be mamnu' min as-sarf or not mamnu' min as-sarf. But what is better is that it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. So this would be an exception to the rule. Feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf unless they are three-lettered with the middle radical being sukoon. Then in that case, it can take tanween. And it can go either way, but what is better is that it takes tanween. They gave us examples. Hindun. It's a feminine proper noun. It's the name of a woman. It has three letters. The middle radical has sukoon, but it can take tanween. Because this is the exception to feminine proper nouns being mamnu' min as-sarf. That is, if there are three letters, the second one has sukoon, then it can take tanween. Da'adun is another female name. It's not mamnu' min as-sarf because it's a feminine proper noun that has three letters and the second letter has sukoon. Rimun is also a feminine proper noun. It has three letters. The second letter has sukoon, so it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. The second category of proper nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf is a proper noun if they are, number two, if they are non-Arabic proper nouns. A'jamiyun. A'jamiyun. Non-Arabic proper nouns. For example, Ibrahimu, Williamu, Pakistanu. If a non-Arabic proper noun is masculine, if a non-Arabic proper noun is masculine, and this is an exception, right? The non-Arabic proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. But here's the details. But if that non-Arabic proper noun, if the non-Arabic proper noun is masculine and is made up of three letters, of which the second is sakin, it accepts tanween. So remember we said the feminine proper nouns, don't get these things confused. The feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf, but if they have three letters and the second letter is sukoon, then it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. Or we can use it as a triptote, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Now we're looking at a different category, proper nouns that are foreign proper nouns. They are mamnu' min as-sarf. But the exception is, if it's a foreign proper noun, non-Arabic proper noun, and it's masculine, not feminine, masculine, and it's made up of three letters, and the second one is sukun, then it accepts tanween. So here are some examples of foreign proper nouns, non-Arabic proper nouns, that should be mamnu' min as-sarf, but they are an exception because they have three letters. The second letter has sukun, and it's a masculine name, the name of a man. It's masculine, it has three letters, and the second letter has sukun. These are an exception to the non-Arabic foreign ajami proper nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. These are not mamnu' min as-sarf. So they have nuhun. It's a foreign proper noun, but it's a male, masculine foreign proper noun that has three letters, and the middle letter has sukun. Therefore, it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. You see it taking tanween here. Lutun, the same thing. Foreign, yani non-Arabic proper noun, but it's masculine. It has three letters. The middle letter has sukun. The next one, sheethun. Foreign proper noun, but it's masculine. It has three letters. The second letter has sukun, not mamnu' min as-sarf. Jurjun, yani foreign, non-Arabic proper noun, but it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. Why? Because it's a foreign or non-Arabic proper noun that is masculine. It has three letters, and the middle radical has sukun. The next one is khanun. Yani khan is a foreign, non-Arabic proper noun, but it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. Why? Because it has three, it's masculine, it has three letters, and the second letter has sukun. Alright, so these are examples of non-Arabic proper nouns that are not mamnu' min as-sarf. They are the exception, and that is if it's a masculine, foreign, or non-Arabic proper noun. If it's masculine, it has three letters, and the middle letter has sukun, then it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. But if it is feminine, it remains a diptote. It remains mamnu' min as-sarf. In other words, a foreign non-Arabic proper noun is mamnu' min as-sarf, unless it is a masculine foreign Arabic proper noun that has three letters in the middle letter, has sukun, and it's a masculine name. But if it's a feminine non-Arabic proper noun, even if it has three letters, and the middle letter has sukun, if it's a feminine name, it remains as a diptote. So the second category are non-Arabic proper nouns. The first reason is that it's a proper noun. The second reason is that it's a foreign proper noun. The exception to that are masculine non-Arabic proper nouns. If it's masculine, it has three letters, and the middle letter has sukun. That's irrelevant. If it's a feminine non-Arabic proper noun, it doesn't matter. Even if it has three letters and the middle letter is sukun, it's still mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, now here I just want to make a note before we go to the third category. It says, if a non-Arabic word was taken in Arabic as a common noun, it originally came into the Arabic language as a common noun, not a proper noun, and was later used as a proper noun, and later on in its use, people started to use it as a proper noun, as a name, as a person's name, it accepts tanween. And it follows the original rule. It came into Arabic as a common noun, so it takes tanween. Even if later on it began to be used as a proper noun, it remains, yani, it remains as a regular word, a triptote, that's not mamnu' min as-sarf, that does take tanween. For example, jawharun, which is a Persian name meaning a gem, and is also used as a name, as a proper noun. So originally it came into the Arabic language as a common noun, so it took tanween, even though it's a foreign word, but it's not a foreign proper noun. Therefore, it takes tanween. Later on, some people use it as a proper noun, no problem, it still remains yani as a triptote taking tanween. The third category of proper nouns that become mamnu' min as-sarf because of a second reason. The first reason is they are proper nouns. The second reason is if they are ma'dul. Yani this is the third category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for two reasons. The first reason being that they're proper nouns. The second reason being that they are feminine proper nouns, or that they are foreign proper nouns, and in this case, that they are ma'adul, a proper noun that's ma'adul. That is on the pattern of fu'alu, on the pattern of fu'ala, a proper noun that's on the pattern. The first radical takes dhamma, the second radical takes fatha, then this is what is called ma'adul. So if it's a proper noun and it's on this pattern of fu'alu, then it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Examples of that are zufaru, dhamma fatha, zufaru, umaru, zuhalu, and hubalu. So there's a footnote here, number 4, it says, Umaru and Zufaru are names of persons. These are names of men. Okay, so they are proper nouns, and they are ma'adul. They are in the pattern of fu'alu. These are names of persons. Zuhalu is also a proper noun, but it's not the name of a person, it's the name of the planet Saturn. And hubalu is also a proper noun, but it's not the name of a person, it's the name of a pre-Islamic idol. Alright, so these are all proper nouns, that's the first reason, and they are ma'adul, that's the second reason. Ma'adul meaning on the pattern of fu'al, as in hubalu, zuhalu, zufaru, and umaru. Zuhalu meaning is the name, is the proper noun, the name of the planet Saturn, and hubalu is the name of a pre-Islamic idol. Alright, so this is the third category of proper nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. If they have this second cause, that is, that it is on the pattern of fu'alu, known as ma'adul. And linguistically, ma'adul means that this word was originally on, yani having a different form, and its form was changed to this strange pattern, yani fu'alu, fu'alu, to the pattern of fu'alu. Yani, so for example, it is said that Umar was originally Amiru, and Zufar was originally Zafiru, and so on like this. Alright, so that's the meaning of ma'adul, that it deviated, it swerved from its original form to a different form. The fourth category of proper nouns, that if they have another reason attached to it, became mamnu' min as-sarf. The fourth one is, if they end in extra aleph and noon. Yani words that end with an extra aleph and noon. Yani alephin wa noonin za'idataini. An extra aleph and noon. That's after, in addition to the original root letters of the name. So if they end in extra aleph and noon, for example, Ramadanu. So the root letters are ra, mim, and dad. So there's an extra aleph and noon added. This makes it mamnu' min as-sarf. Marwanu, the root letters are mim, ra, and waw, extra aleph and noon. Sha'banu, the root letters being sheen, ayn, and ba, extra aleph and noon. Uthmanu, yani ayn, tha, mim, extra aleph and noon. Proper nouns that have this extra aleph and noon become mamnu' min as-sarf. Then they give us, make a note here, be careful. The name Hassanun accepts tanween because it is on the pattern of fa'alun from husnun. And so the noon is the third radical. Hassan, it's not an extra aleph and noon. That noon is an extra aleph, but the noon is not an extra noon. That noon is the third radical of the original word husnun. Ha, seen, and noon. So sometimes what may look like an extra aleph and noon, if we know the original pattern of the original root of the word, we may realize that this is not an extra aleph or noon, and therefore it's not mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so this word they've given us just as an example to caution us to be careful and examine words carefully. Hassanun accepts tanween, even though it's a proper noun and it looks like it has an extra aleph and noon, but in reality it's on the pattern of fa'alun from husnun. And so the noon is the third radical and is not extra. The noon is the third radical and it is not extra. The fifth category of proper nouns. Remember, these are words that are mamnu' min as-sarf for two reasons. The first reason is they're proper nouns, and if any of these six second reasons come into play, it became mamnu' min as-sarf. Alright, so the second reason for a proper noun to be mamnu' min as-sarf is if it is a feminine proper noun, this, or that it is a foreign proper noun, or if it is a ma'adul proper noun on the pattern of fu'al, or if it is a proper noun that has an extra added aleph and noon ending and at the end of the root letters of the word. The fifth category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, because they are proper nouns, and a second reason, the second reason being here, if they resemble a verb, if they resemble a verb in their form. For example, أحمد, which is on the pattern of أذهب, like a verb form, أذهب, I go. Or يزيد, which is on the pattern of a verb, يبيع. Okay, that verb pattern, يعني that's in أذهب, يعني أفعل, or in يبيع, يعني يفيع, يعني يعني نعم يفيل. This pattern that we find in certain verbs, if a proper noun is on the pattern that resembles a verb pattern, it's said that if it is a proper noun that has the pattern of a verb, then this is also يعني a reason for that proper noun to be ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, we'll see lots of examples of this as we go through the lesson. The sixth and final reason why a proper noun becomes ممنوع من الصرف, if they are compound, if they are a compound of two nouns. Any two nouns came together to form one word. They are mixed or blended together to form one word. And this is what is called al-murakkab, words that are brought together tarkiban masjiyan, yani the coming together where they are mixed together to become one word. Al-murakkabu tarkiban masjiyan, yani the word that has been compounded, the compound that means that the two words became mixed together, they became one word. That's the meaning of masjiyan, that they are mixed or blended together, yani of two words being compounded and mixed into becoming one word. If they are compound of two nouns, then the examples they gave us is Hadramaut. Yani Hadra, from Hadra, to be present or near, and Maut meaning death. Hadramaut, these are two separate words. They came together to form one word, and therefore as a result of that, this is a second reason, a proper noun that is a compound of two nouns that became one word. Second example they gave us is ma'adi karib. Ma'adi karibu. Yani ma'adi means the stomach, and karibu means distress. Yani the stomach in distress. Yani that's the linguistic meaning. That's not important. What is important here is that these are compound words that became one word, and as a result, a proper noun that is formulated of a compound, two words being made into one, makes it mamnur min as-sarf. Makes it mamnur min as-sarf. Okay, I didn't read the footnotes here on this page, so I just want to look quickly at the footnotes. The footnote number one on page 150 says, a triptote is a regular noun which accepts tanween, meaning the distinction between a diptote and a triptote. A diptote, yani, is mamnu min as-sarf, it doesn't take tanween, and a triptote is regular words that do take tanween. And then the second footnote, they mention Nuhun and Lutun are prophets, and Shithun is one of the sons of Adam, may peace be upon him. And George is, yani the English word George, and Khan is a name in India and Pakistan. The third footnote says names of cities in Australia, yani the names of these names that they gave us, and I don't even think I read these under the second category of foreign names that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Yeah, if they are feminine, even if they have three letters and they have sukun as the second letter, they remain as a diptote, mamnu' min as-sarf. And they gave us examples which I didn't read. So let me just read those examples. Balkhun, Hamsun, Nisun, Mushu. I'm sorry. Balkhu, without tanween, because it's mamnu min as-sarf. Hamsu, Nisu, Mushu, Bathu, and Barthu. So it says here that these are names of cities in Australia, England, Turkey, France, Syria and Afghanistan. So I read them backwards. I read them from right to left. The translation they gave here is from the opposite way. But in any case, yani, so that would mean that Balkhun, Balkhu, yani, is a name of a city in Afghanistan, and Hamsu is the name of a city in Syria, and Nisu is the name of a city in France, and Mushu is the name of a city in Turkey, and Bathu is the name of a city in England, and Barthu is a name of a city in Australia. And then I read the fourth footnote, but I skipped this third footnote. So let me just go back to that a little bit and just remind us that these are examples of the second category of proper nouns that are mamnu'un min as-sarf. That is, foreign proper nouns are mamnu'un min as-sarf unless they are masculine foreign proper nouns that have only three letters and the middle radical is sukun. As far as feminine foreign proper nouns, even if they have only three letters and the middle radical has sukun, they are still mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so this is the end of what we wanted to say in reference to proper nouns that have any of these six reasons. They are feminine proper nouns, they are foreign proper nouns, they are ma'adul proper nouns on the pattern of fall, they are proper nouns that have an extra aleph and noon after the end of the root letters, or they are proper nouns that resemble a verb in form, like ahmadu and yazidu, or if they are compound, any proper nouns that are compound mixture of two nouns that became one. Okay, after that, we go to the second type of mamnu'un min as-sarf nouns. Second type, Allahu Akbar. And I didn't look at the screen again in a long time. So feminine Arabic names. Okay, before I go to the adjective, let me just read this question. It says, so feminine Arab names are mamnu'un min as-sarf, but if they have three letters with the second radical being sakin, then it can be mamnu'un min as-sarf or masroof, which is preferred. As for feminine non-Arabic names, they are all mamnu'un min as-sarf, including those that are three letters with the second radical being sakin. Exactly, that's correct. Is the above correct? Yes. I apologize for the length and hope it is clear. Yes, no problem. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. This is very, very good. Everybody should, if you can copy this note here, mashallah, the sister has given us a summary of the issue of the feminine names, feminine proper nouns, and feminine foreign proper nouns. Okay, so if they are feminine proper nouns, they are mamnu'un min as-sarf generally, but if they have three letters and the second of them is sukun, then they can be mamnu'un min as-sarf or masroof, but what is preferred is masroof. If they are feminine foreign non-Arab proper nouns, they are mamnu'un min as-sarf even if they have only three letters and the middle radical is sukun. This is a good, very, very good summary. Jazakallah khair. May Allah yani reward this summary of the matter in reference to feminine names. Two categories, feminine proper nouns and feminine foreign proper nouns. Okay? So the rule concerning them being mamnu'un min as-sarf or not is different in these two, the first two categories of feminine proper nouns. Feminine proper nouns, yani, and generally are mamnu'un min as-sarf, but some of them are not. That is with the special rule of them having three letters, the middle radical being sukun. Feminine foreign proper nouns, that rule is not applicable to them. They are still mamnu' min as-sarf. Jazakallah khair. Okay, now we're going to page 151. Adjectives are the second type of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Adjectives are the second type of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. If they have a second reason along with them, and there are three reasons that may make them mamnu' min as-sarf. So, we're on page 151. Adjectives. Adjectives do not accept the tanween. Yani they become mamnu'un min as-sarf in the following cases. Two reasons. First, because they're an adjective, and second, because one of these three reasons. The first of them, adjectives, if they are on the pattern of af'alu, provided they are not made feminine with the ta' marbuta. For example, akbaru, ahmaru. Yani these are what? Adjectives. Akbar, ahmar. Yani bigger, red. These are adjectives that are on the pattern of af'alu. By the way, this is a verb pattern. But in any case, the point is this pattern of af'alu, yani the pattern of af'alu, yani in akbaru and ahmaru, this pattern, if it is an adjective and has this pattern, then it is mamnu'un min as-sarf. So the two reasons: one, it's an adjective; second reason, that it's on the pattern of af'al. However, the exception to that, provided they are not made feminine with the ta' marbuta. If this a adjective on this pattern of af'al is made feminine, its feminine form is made with ta' marbuta, then it's an exception to this rule. If its feminine form takes ta' marbuta, then its masculine form is not mamnu'un min as-sarf. Alright, so adjectives on the pattern of af'alu are mamnu'un min as-sarf unless the feminine form of that adjective is made feminine by taramabuta, then the adjective on this pattern of afalu is not mamnun or suffix. So what you have to do is you got to go, when you see an adjective on this pattern, you have to go and say, what is its feminine form? Is this feminine form made by taramabuta? In that case, it's an exception to the rule of it being mamnun or suffix for this reason. The feminine of akbar is kubra, and that of ahmar is hamra. Therefore, since their feminine is not formed by taramabuta, they are mamnu min as-sarf. The word aramalun, widower, accepts tanween because its feminine is aramalatun. Aramalatun. So you see here, aramalu and akbaru and ahmaru are all adjectives on the pattern of af'al. But akbaru and ahmaru, their feminine is not formed by taramabuta. And aramalun, its feminine is formed by taramabuta, therefore aramalun is not mamnun min as-sarf, therefore you see it taking tanween. It accepts tanween because its feminine is aramalatun, yani with ta marbuta. The second category of adjectives that become mamnun min as-sarf because of a second reason, if they are on the pattern of fa'alanu. Sometimes this is described as them ending with alif noon, as we said that proper nouns that have an extra alif and noon are mamnun min as-sarf. But here we're saying adjectives that have that extra alif and noon, but they have the extra alif and noon, and they're on the pattern of fa'alan, meaning that the first radical takes fetter. Not so with proper nouns that have the extra alif and noon. The first radical may take fetter, or it may take other than fetter. Like in Uthman, it has the extra alif and noon, but it doesn't. It's not on the pattern of fa'alan because the first radical is not taking fatha. So for proper nouns, the rule here is that it must end with alif and noon as extra letters, as in Uthman and Sha'ban and Marwan and Ramadan. Some of them, the first radical is fatha, and some of them, it is not. With adjectives, the first radical must be fatha. So it's a pattern. It's not just alif lam, but it's also on the pattern of fa'alanu, yani the first radical taking fatha, as in jawanu, being hungry, sha'abanu, yani being full, yani eating one's fill, atashanu, being thirsty, and mal'anu, being full, yani meaning something, the cup is filled up, filled. Naam. So these are all adjectives on the pattern of fa'alanu. Not only do they have alif noon at the end, yani after the three roots, yani they have three root letters and they have an extra alif and noon, but they also on the pattern of the first radical taking fatha. So an adjective that ends with alif and noon, that's an extra letters, and also on the pattern of fa'alan, becomes mamnu' min as-sarf. The third and final reason why an adjective will be mamnu' min as-sarf is if it is ma'dool. And we said that nouns, proper nouns that are ma'dool on the pattern of fu'al, on the pattern of fu'al, that they are mamnu' min as-sarf. Here we have a different ma'dool. Ma'dool here meaning the same meaning, that it deviates from its original pattern, but it's not the pattern as it is with proper nouns. The pattern is fu'alu. And here with adjectives, it's a little bit different. Okay, so the third cause of an adjective being mamnu' min as-sarf is if it is ma'dool and it has swerved from its original pattern. A ma'dool adjective, though, is one of the two following things. A ma'dool adjective is one of the two following things. The first of them are numbers. An adjective, which is a number, which are on the pattern of fu'alu and maf'alu. Yani a number that's on the pattern of fu'alu or maf'alu, then it became mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, it's an adjective that is ma'dool. What do we mean by ma'dool? Either because it's a number that's on one of these two patterns, fu'al or maf'al. For example, thulathu. Thulathu is on the pattern of fu'alu. That means three at a time. Yani, thulathu means doing something or taking something three at a time. Not thalatha means three, but thulathu means three at a time. Ruba'u means four at a time. Yani, arba'a means four, ruba'u means four at a time. Methna means two at a time. Methna is on the pattern of maf'alu. Yani thulathu and ruba'u on the pattern of fu'alu, The second pattern is maf'alu, like mathna, two at a time, or mathlathu. Mathla, mathlatu is on the pattern of maf'alu, three at a time. So in the Quran, in the fourth surah, Surah An-Nisa, third ayah, we have وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ فَانْكِهُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. Yani, and if you fear that you will not deal justly with regard to the orphans, yani marrying orphans, if you feel that you will not deal justly with them because they are orphans and they may be taken advantage of, if that's the case, then marry women who please you. فَانْكِهُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Then marry from amongst the women those that are pleasing to you. مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ, yani in twos or threes or four. Here the meaning is not marry two women, yani marry one and later on another one. It means marry them مَثْنَى, you can marry two at a time, or ثُلَاثَ, three at a time, or رُبَعَ, four at a time. Alright, so this is the first type of adjective that's ma'dul. It's a number that's on the pattern of fu'alun or maf'alu, like thulatha or mathna. The second type of adjective that's ma'dul is one single word, the word ukharu, ukharu, which is the plural of ukhra. In the Quran, second surah, 185th ayat, we have وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. And he who is sick or on a journey, let him fast the same number of other days. مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Here I'm just going to make a note that this is the second type of adjective that's ma'dul. The first type is a number on the pattern of fu'al or maf'alu. The second type is the word أُخَرُ. Okay, it's just one word. So this is the third type of adjective that's mamnu' min al-sarf, yani numbers on the pattern of fu'alu or maf'alu or the word ukhra. The word ukhra. As far as the explanation of ukhra being mamnu' min al-sarf, because it's a ma'dul adjective, so some of the in some places is mentioned that ukhra, which is the plural of ukhra, and ukhra is the feminine of akhar. So akhar is on the from the yani the pattern of af'alu at-tafdil, and the words that are from af'alu at-tafdil yani don't you, they have no feminine and they are not and they cannot be made plural. But this word akhar, though it's from that form, it can be made feminine. And it can also take a plural. So its feminine is ukhra. Akhar, another, its feminine is ukhra. And its plural is akharun. Yani the plural of akhar is akharun. Its feminine is ukhra and its plural is ukhar. So because it can be made feminine and it also can be made plural, this is the why it is ma'adul. It's ma'adul because it has deviated from the rule of words that come under af'alu at-tafdil, which don't yani take a feminine form or a plural form. Alright, so what is important here is that the adjectives are mamnu' min al-sarf if they are an adjective and one other reason, that reason if they are in the pattern of af'alu, as long as their feminine form doesn't have tarma buta, like akbaru and ahmaru. The second reason, if they are adjectives and they are in the pattern of fa'alanu, yani having an extra alif and noon and on the pattern of fa'alanu. The third reason, if it's an adjective and it's ma'adul. And the ma'adul is of two types. In the adjective, one, if it's a number on the pattern of maf'alu or fu'alu. And the second one is the word ukharu, which is the plural of its singular ukhra, which is the feminine of akha. Okay, what remains, in the time that remains, inshallah, we want to look at the... we'll look at the i'rab of the diptote. And maybe we might end with that. I don't think we're going to have enough time to go into the dialogue. Let's see. I'rab of the diptote. We have learned the i'rab of the diptote in Book 1, Lesson 23. Yani, the mamnu' min al-sarf we dealt with in the final two lessons of Book 1. And in the first lesson of this book, we also looked at it. So So we looked at that diptote in book 1, and we also looked at it in the first lesson of this book, yani book 3. The jar ending of the diptote is fatha instead of kasra. Yani a word that's mamnoon and a sarf, if it is majroor, instead of taking kasra, it takes fatha. Secondary sign of the word that's mamnoon and a sarf is that it takes fatha, niyabatan, and kasra, instead of in place of kasra. For example, darastu fi madarisa kathiratin. I studied in many schools. Here, madaris is the object of the preposition fi, but it's mamnoon and a sarf because it's on the pattern of mafa'il. Therefore, when it is majroor, instead of taking kasra, it takes fatha. Darastu fi madarisa kathiratin. Yani it's majroor, but the sign of being majroor is fatha instead of kasra. The second example they gave us is safartu min Londana ila Berlina. I traveled from London to Berlin. So here we see again, yani Londana is the object of the preposition min, and Berlina is the object of the preposition ila, but both of them, because they are foreign proper nouns. Foreign proper nouns, we said that they are mamnur min as-sarf. Unless they are masculine foreign proper nouns that have three letters, the second letter being sukun. Masculine proper nouns that are masculine, foreign proper nouns that are masculine, that have three letters and the middle letter is sukun, is exempt from this. But otherwise, foreign proper nouns are mamnu min as-sarf. So you see min landana taking fatha instead of kasra, even though it's majroor, and baralina taking fatha instead of kasra, even though it is the object of the preposition ila. The third example they gave us, hadhihi kutubu Zainaba. These are Zainab's books, or the books of Zainab. In this sentence, Zainaba is mudaf ilayhi majroor. The sign of it being majroor is fatha instead of kasra because it's mamnoom and a sarf. Okay, so that's the general rule in terms of the i'rab of the word that's mamnoom and a sarf, the diptote, that when it is majroor, and the first rule is that it doesn't take tanween, which we looked at already. The second rule is in terms of i'rab, when it is majroor, instead of it taking kasra as a sign of jar, it takes fatha. Here's a note, a subsidiary note. But it takes kasra, like a regular noun in the following two cases. So there are some exceptions to the word that's a diptote, mamnoon min as-sarf. When it is majroor, it takes fatha instead of kasra. There are exceptions. It does take kasra, just like a regular noun, in the following two cases. A, when it has the definite article, alif lam. When it has the definite article, alif lam. For example, naziltu fi hadhihi al-fanadiqi. I stayed in these hotels. Yani, al-fanadiqi is the badal for hadhihi. And hadhihi is the object of the preposition fi. So for hadhihi, we say that it is mabniun. Ism ishara mabniun fi mahalli jar. Fi mahalli jar. It's mabniun. It's not, yani, this kasra is not the sign of it being majroor. It is mabniun ala kasra fi mahalli jar. And al-fanadiq is its badal, so it has to be majroor. In this case, it's taking kasra, even though it's yani mafail, mamnoon min as-sarf, but it has alif lam. So this is the exception. Words that are mamnoon min as-sarf, when they have alif lam, the definite article, then they are no longer mamnoon min as-sarf, and in that case, if they are majroor, they take kasra, like regular nouns. The second example, uktub bil qalami al-ahmari, write with the red pen. Uktub bil qalami al-ahmari. Here in this sentence, we see that al-ahmar is the na't, or the sifa for al-qalam, and al-qalam is the object of the preposition be, so it's majroor with kasra, and ahmar is also, yani, as a na't, it should also be majroor, but because it's a word that's mamnoom and as-sarf, it should take fatha instead of kasra, but here we see it is not taking the rule of mamnoom and as-sarf because it has alif lam, so it takes kasra when it's majroor like regular nouns. The third example, lilwaladi al-jawan. I missed the beginning of the sentence. It says, sallamtu al-raghifa. Sallamtu al-raghifa lilwaladi al-jawani. Yani, I gave the loaf of bread to the hungry boy. So here al-jaw'an is a word that's mamnu' min as-sarf. Jaw'an is mamnu' min as-sarf because it what is an adjective on the pattern of fa'alan, jaw'an, atashan, ghadban. These are adjectives on the pattern of fa'alan, and they also end with the extra alif and noon. But here, as an adjective, are not describing al-walad, which is majroor because of the preposition li, it should also be majroor. But if it was not for alif lam, the sign of being majroor would be fatah instead of kasra, because it has alif lam, it doesn't apply, the rule of being mamnoon and sarf doesn't apply to it in terms of it taking fatah when it is majroor. Rather, it takes kasra like regular nouns. In the Quran, 70th surah and 40th ayat, we have فَلَا أُقَسِمُ بُرَبِّ فَلَا أُقَسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِكِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ إِنَّا لَقَادِرُونَ. But nay, I swear by the Lord of the East, plural, and the West, plural, that we are indeed able. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do whatever He wills. Here we see Rabbi, bi Rabbi al-Mashariqi wal-Maghribi. Yani I swear by, fala uqsimu bi Rabbi. I swear by the Rabb of the Mashariq and the Maghrib. And Mashariq and Maghrib are both, yani, are both words that we would say are yani al-jam al-mutanahi. Al-jam al-mutanahi, meaning on the pattern of mafa'il, mafa'ilu. But here, yani as the mudaf ilayhi, Rabbi al-mashariqi, it should be majroor. If not for alif lam, the sign of being majroor would be fatah instead of kasra. But here, because it has alif lam, it doesn't. The rule of mamnu' min as-sarf doesn't apply to it. It comes out of that by it having attached to it alif lam. So we see that here it is mudaf ilayhi majroor, and the sign of being majroor is kasra, not the substitute fatah. And the same thing for magharibi is also, yani has the exact same situation. Okay, the second reason when a word that's mamnu' min as-sarf generally comes out of that ruling is when it is mudaf. When it is mudaf, yani a word when it is mudaf, like darastu fi madarisi al-madinati, I taught in the schools of Medina. Madarisi al-Madinati. Here, madaris is on the pattern of mafail, mamnu' min as-sarf, but because it is mudaf, madarisi al-Madinati, so for this reason it comes out of the ruling of being, yani of taking fatha instead of kasra when it is majroor. It's majroor because of the preposition fi, and it is taking kasra instead of fatha, even though it's mamnu' min as-sarf word, because it is mudaf. Another example, ittasaltu bi asdiqai Bilalin. I contacted, yani I called, contacted Bilal's friends, the friends of Bilal. Here, asdiqa is on the pattern of af'ila, one of the broken plural patterns, that's mamnu' min as-sarf, yani because it has, yani the alif, ta'anif, al-mamduda, the alif that's followed by hamza. So it is originally mamnu' min as-sarf, and it is the object of the preposition be, so it's majroor. And the sign of it being majroor as mamnu' min as-sarf should have been fatah, but it's kasra here. Why? Because it is mudaf to Bilal. The third example, huwa min ahsani at-tullabi. He is one of the best students. So ahsan is a not. That's on the pattern of af'al, which is mamnu' min as-sarf. But here it is an idafa, ahsani at-tullab. And for that reason, it doesn't, yani the rule of it being taking fatha instead of kasra for the word that's mamnu' min as-sarf when it is majroor is not applicable here. Rather, it takes kasra like other nouns because of it being mudaf. The example they gave us in the Quran, 95th surah, 4th ayat, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created man in the best stature. Here, أحسن, yani is an adjective on the pattern of af'al, mamnu' min as-sarf. It's the object of the preposition fi. It's majroor. The sign of it being majroor should have been fatah instead of kasra because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. But because it is mudaf, it acts like a regular noun when it's majroor and it takes kasra. Okay, the last thing that we're going to cover today, and I'm going to say this now because of the ending of the time, and the time of the adhan for Asr is coming upon me right now. So we're going to close out with this, and inshallah in the next session we'll deal with the last part of our homework assignment, which is the read and translate the Arabic text. We'll do that in the next session along with whatever remains behind it. Perhaps, because we weren't able to do the Arabic text, perhaps we might have to do one more session next week and the following week. Allahu A'lam. But no problem, inshallah. As I always say, we're not on the Indianapolis 500. We're not racing anywhere. So we'll just finish what remains, and that is yani related to the I'rab of these special types of words that have the pattern of Muntaha al-Jumu'. Yani, they have that pattern of al-jam' al-mutanahi, but they are manqus words. Okay, and we looked at this previously, I think in the first lesson of the level 3 course, so we're going to look at that again. This is going to be discussed in detail next week in the text on page 249, when it talks about siga muntaha al-jumu'. So let's just, in the closing minutes, let's look at this. Note the words ma'anin, which is the plural of ma'ana. The meaning of it is meaning. Yani ma ma'ana hadha. What is the meaning of this? So the singular is ma'ana and the plural is ma'anin. So this ma'anin, plural of ma'ana, and jawarin, plural of jariyatun, a girl, nawadin, plural of nadin, a club. These words, jawarin, ma'anin, nawadin, such words are on the pattern of mafa'ilu, yani which is the yani siga muntaha al-jumu' or the jam al-mutanahi. Yani this pattern of mafa'il is mamnu min as-sarf, but at the same time they are words that are manqus. Remember we said manqus words are words that have as its third radical a ya, and that ya is seen if it has alif lam or when it is in idafa or when it is mansub, but it's not seen yani in other cases. It loses its ya and instead takes two kasras, even when it's marfu'un or majrurun. Only when it's mansub, yani it's going to take fatha. Alright, so we talked about this before, the manqus words. Manqus words, when they are on the broken plural pattern of mafa'il, where they should have been mamnu'un min as-sarf, we're going to treat them like manqus words. Okay, so even though they are yani on the pattern that's a broken plural, mamnu'un min as-sarf, but they are manqus, so there are two considerations here. We have to look at both of them. Okay, let's say, such words on the pattern of mafa'ilu, yani mamnu'un min as-sarf, and at the same time they are manqus, as their third radical, third root letter is ya, which appears if these words take the definite article alif lam. You see, nawadin and nawadi, jawarin al-jawari, ma'anin al-ma'ani. So you see, if it has alif lam, that ya, which makes it a manqus word, when the third radical is a ya, preceded by kasra, then we see that the ya comes back and we see the pattern of mafa'il. These are called manqus words of al-jam al-mutanahi. They are manqus words, but they are on the pattern of al-jam al-mutanahi, yani mafa'il or mafa'il. And they are treated just as the manqus in I'rab. In I'rab, we treat them like they are manqus. So they take tanween when they are raf, yani marfu'un, and when they are jar, majrurun. Yani in the raf and jar cases, the manqus words takes tanween. Whereas mamnu' min as-sarf, yani jam al-mutanahi words, don't take tanween. But because they are manqus, we treat them in terms of i'rab like the manqus word. So they take tanween when they are marfu'un and majrurun, but not in the nasb case when they are mansub. For example, marfu'un, hadhihi al-kalimatu laha ma'anin kathiratun. This word has many meanings. Here ma'anin is mubtada. Yani laha ma'anin kathiratun. And is marfu'un. But here it takes tanween. So the i'rab would be that it is mubtada marfu'un wa lamtu rafi dhamma muqaddara. Dhamma muqaddara ala ya al-mahdufa. The dhamma that is understood on the ya that was deleted. When it's mansub, we see it's i'rab. أعرف معاني كثيرة لهذه الكلمات. I know many meanings of this word. Here it is مفعول به, and so it is منسوب. And here it does not take تنوين when it's منسوب. It does not take تنوين. It takes تنوين when it's مرفوع and مجرور. But here it doesn't take تنوين, and we see its full إعراب. معاني مفعول به. معاني كثيرة. When it is مجرور, we have the example. تستعمل هذه الكلمة بمعان كثيرة. This word is used in many meanings. Here, بمعان is مجرور, as it is preceded by the preposition be. Here also, it takes the تنوين. And here's another example, or other examples, or another example of each of these being مرفوع and منسوب and مجرور. يعني توجد هنا نواد مختلفة. Various clubs are found here. In this sentence, نواد is يعني نواد مختلفة is مرفوع ولم ترفه الضمة مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. أسس الناس نوادية مختلفة. People have founded various clubs in this sentence. يعني نوادية is the object of the verb أسس. It's منصوب ولم تنصبه فتحة. It doesn't take تنوين here. مجرور هو عضو في نواد مختلفة. He is a member in various clubs. In this sentence, يعني نواد is the object of the preposition في. Therefore, it's مجرور. The sign of being مجرور is كسرة مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. And this is all that we had a chance to cover for today. Inshallah, next week we'll go back to the Arabic text that will be part of next week's session and what follows from it. And we'll send out a new homework assignment, inshallah. Perhaps we may have to take an extra session. Let's see how it goes. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Shabran la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. That He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds. That He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us athabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those who are sick, and to shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, to fill their graves with light, and to yani expand them, to make them spacious, and to protect them from the punishment of the grave and the fire. Ameen.